I've been just talking with them, I guess, about the traditions that kind of help keep them connected to feeling Lebanese and the way that folklore, you know, helps kind of continue that ethnic identity and express it. And yeah. So the biggest thing, the most universal thing definitely has been food. And I can say for, say, my own family, that's very much the same. That's the biggest thing. It's kind of the thing, really. Like for my family, but then a lot of people I've talked to, even the people who are maybe less connected to that identity, like they just kind of grew up in a bit of a Lebanese, Newfoundland home, but maybe they don't strongly identify with it, they still would have grown up eating some of those dishes. So definitely food, cooking it, eating it, growing it. So people I've talked to, now this isn't universal, but I have found some really prolific gardeners in this community, either people themselves or say, you know, when they've talked to me about their parents, who have grown things that, you know, if you've done any gardening in Newfoundland, feel kind of wild that anyone has been able to do here. There's a woman I interviewed who grows grapevines, and she's not the only one who does. I know of, I think, three or maybe even four people who grow grapevines outside, not in a greenhouse in Newfoundland. She might be the only one who gets grapes, but most of them are grown for the leaves, so that you can make stuffed grape leaves, which is a fairly well-known Lebanese snack. So that would be one. Also, some people who either grow or say they remember their parents growing kusa, which is a Syrian squash. Lebanese people pick it when it's really young, but it's a kind of like almost like summer squash, maybe related to zucchini. But yeah, all kinds of things. But the grapevines have been the most interesting thing to me personally, growing those outside here. Yeah.